your umbrellas on the East Coast. So on second thought, maybe not. You know, when you go out with the umbrella and the winds are too strong and it flips it inside out and you're chasing it down the street, maybe you don't even want to be on the street. This is all because of Hurricane Earl. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out in your neighborhood, I hope. Coast to coast and all those spots in between, left, right, or undecided. Don't care what your stripes are. Just have an opinion. And I hope you do. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. How about that? A broad that gives out the digits right from the start. Because I want to make sure if you decide you want to jump in, you know how to get in touch with us. All right, coming up on this version of America Tonight, the craziness of the internet has led to some scary things with teenagers who are on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace, you name it, who knows what they'll come up with next, who innocently don't always know the people that they're, like if it was Facebook, who they're friending. And then you get into the whole spy thing and the parents trying to figure out what's going on. There's kind of a way around that. AOL has something that alerts you to what's going on with the friending and what's happening with some of the posts and all that sort of stuff. But we're going to get into that coming up with our guest in the next couple of segments here on America Tonight, Regina Lewis. But before we do that, let's hit you up on all the hard stuff going on in our own neighborhoods. And that has to do with this storm if you're in the east, because you're concerned. It's a Cat 4. That means 130 at least plus. And, you know, that's one of those deals. You're kind of turning on the weather and you're looking and you see the spot, the red spot, and then you kind of see where it's swirling and you realize, my God, man, it's headed for the east, and I live right along the area, that coastal area. Especially in Miami, they're already warning. Really, North Carolina could be one of the places that's slammed. Same thing with all the way up through to Maine, too. And it's expected to gain more strength, and it might just be a brush situation, but the problem is, do you live where you're going to get brushed up against? And then the rip currents are what can be so deadly. And you still have a lot of people that are at the shoreline, the coastal areas, because this is their last chance to have fun before they go back to school. Or maybe they've gone back to school, but they have a long weekend. Labor Day weekend is coming after all. And, you know, shifts can change. I know we talked about that in a previous show, but there is a chance that it could veer off and might not make landfall in one area versus another area. But the bottom line is you have to at least be aware of it if you're listening to me and you're in Connecticut or any of the spots that I mentioned. You know, it's sad because there was a surfer who died in Florida and a Maryland swimmer missing since early in the weekend, and it was the waves. And that was a different hurricane. That was Hurricane Danielle. And that ended up weakening to a tropical storm and then dissipated and went out into the North Atlantic. But it was those dangerous rip currents. And I know I told the story where, you know, I'm thinking rip current, I'm fine, one time when I was away. And you just don't, I don't know, unless you're constantly in the water, maybe you just don't think about it. But those suckers can swallow you whole. And apparently that's what happened in the two cases that I just mentioned. So FEMA's on top of it. You know, they're on top of everything for fear that they could get jammed up again like they did with Hurricane Katrina. So they're just reminding people in the Atlantic coastal states to have some kind of a plan. What do you do if this does get closer and slams up against us? Where are we going? Is the car packed up? What stuff do we have to grab? You know, it brings up that whole point of how emergency prepared are you? You listen to America Tonight and you hear some of the commercials in between and they talk about preparedness. And it's almost like sometimes I think for some people when you get on a plane and they talk about, okay, well, the oxygen drops and here's what you do with the mask and whatever, that people tune out sometimes when they're hearing things like that. But to me, as somebody who's lived through some of these catastrophes, I'm telling you, you can never be prepared enough, and that's the whole idea with these hurricanes. So Earl Center, anyway, it passed over a couple of the Caribbean islands. The extent of the damage in the Virgin Islands is pretty unclear. You know that there were roofs that were torn from homes. You can imagine 130 miles an hour. You're going to get that kind of stuff. But I'm looking at the pictures right now as this leaves my lips, and it could be a major challenge on Labor Day weekend because you're seeing the high surf and the rip currents. It could be some nasty stuff even for some of the folks in Florida, because we already saw that with the one surfer. Be nice to get out of the hurricane season, won't it? Earl battering the Caribbean and maybe the East Coast. So that's where we start as we peruse along on this overnight highway. If you've never heard America Tonight before, we do this. We have massive ADD, and that means we think most of you have some form of ADD. So we zip and slide and glide all over the place. If you hang on, you'll have a heck of a ride, I'm telling you. And that's why I gave up the digits at the top, because you can jump in on the action and be a part of it. All right, this New York City stabbing incident infuriates me beyond belief. Here's what's happened. And in case you haven't heard the story, there was a student indicted for stabbing a cab driver. Unfortunately, the kook, this 21-year-old Michael Enright, is accused of telling the driver to consider this a checkpoint before he stabbed him. He waived his right to be in court. His indictment was announced on Monday. He's being held without bail. He's in a psych ward until an arraignment next month. And the charges are attempted murder and assault, and also hate crimes. Both were dubbed hate crimes. What happened is this kid, it's so strange, he went to Afghanistan last spring with a group of people promoting the whole understanding and interfaith stuff, and even learn some Arabic. And the cab driver, his name is Ahmed Sharif, I think thought he had a friend in the cab, thought the guy was friendly, and then he wounded him in the face and his neck, and he survived. But he said he has no doubt that this attack was fueled by anti-Muslim bias. So this goes into the big fight that's happening with the Islamic Center in New York City. And you're going to have more imams like the one in New York blaming the sentiment and blaming things like this 21-year-old kid for all of the mosque opposition. And that scares me to death, because it's an ultimate leg up and something that shouldn't even be being considered at this point. So this idiot gave the people in New York City who want to see the center go up two blocks from the World Trade Center, gave them massive ammunition to make that happen. Again, freedom of religion, completely am on board with it. Building the mosque in that area, gotta say, can't see it. Don't understand why it has to be there. And this 21-year-old Michael Enright just added some more fuel to the fire to make that become a reality. On the flip side, suspicious luggage has some massive questions being asked, serious stuff about terrorism. We'll talk about it next.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We're going to get into the crazy, suspicious luggage in just a second. But the salmonella that has ripped through the systems of almost 1,500 people. I'll tell you what, if you read what I read about the eggs, it's not what you're eating for breakfast anymore. The FDA report is sickening on the Iowa farms. I can't, especially one, I cannot believe, and this is what you have to say to yourself. Think if you're the farm that's being slammed down and traced to the salmonella poisoning that has so many people sick in the U.S. from different parts of the country, like 22 different states. What's the first thing you do? The first thing you do is cover your tracks, right? Or at least try to clean up what you think you could get nailed for. But apparently they didn't do that. They had piles of manure, uncaged birds, flies that were sickening. I mean, everywhere, wall to wall. It was like a movie on the flies. That's how bad it was. Like somebody, is somebody filming a Hollywood movie here called The Flies? And maggots everywhere. I can't believe it. I'll tell you what, I don't see how Wright County Egg and Quality Egg, which is owned by the same family, and the Hillendale Farms, that's the locations of them, I don't see how anyone wants to do business with them because it was six farms all together. Just hearing what got people sick in these investigative reports makes me not even, and I love eggs, it makes me not even want to eat eggs. So, oh great, we have these new safety regulations. Whoops, geez, it kicked in July after the outbreak. So now what are we on, an egg hunt to find who has the clean eggs? They might have even washed the eggs at one of the places in dirty salmonella water. And they might have ruined the eggs that way. They're not sure about that. But the worst part of all was the fact that they had piles of chicken manure up to 8 feet high. So the birds themselves couldn't even get, the uncaged birds were using the pile to get to the egg-laying area. That's how bad it is. The feed bins had holes in them. They had maggots all over the place, live and dead flies. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even see who would want to be an FDA investigator after reading this. I mean, this is this is stomach-churning, sickening stuff to read this. So I don't care about your new egg safety rules. They should have been in operation a long time ago. And both of the companies, and this is what's interesting to note, both of the companies had been noticed that they needed to meet these new requirements for about a year. So they didn't care. They didn't care. They just had let the place fall apart because they probably figured, well, with the decrepitness, the conditions in the hen houses, forget it. I mean, the FDA, this is what they knew. I mean, this is what they knew. The FDA inspections are so bloody rare that they didn't think about it. They just, that's what it shows. You know what? It's like a running theme here, a joke. It's like the deep, now follow this as a tough analogy. It's like the deep water horizon. Oh, well, yeah, they had these regulations and, the design wasn't exactly right and, yeah, so who's greasing whose palms or who's thinking that, well, of course, there's no urgency to fix any of this crap. These people aren't going to investigate it. No worry about the people who are getting our eggs across America because we're one of the biggest distributors. We have 6 farms. We don't have any urgency. There's nobody lighting a fire underneath us to fix this stuff because we don't have to really worry about complying with the FDA statutes and regulations. So now Hillendale, of course, is saying, oh, we're committed to addressing all these issues raised by the FDA so we can, again, ship shell eggs. I'm anybody who gets eggs from this company, forget it. I'm not taking them. I'm not taking the eggs. But they did what other people might do, take the shortcut, pocket the money. Why do we have to fix all this stuff? Why do we have to hire someone to fix this? Why do we have to worry about it? We don't care because nobody's looking at it. We have a gigantic operation, but it's rare if they come in and inspect. And the only reason it happened is because people got sick. That's the only reason. So they might have corrected some things right away, but they didn't, the vast majority of what they had to correct, they didn't correct. And I love it. I mean, the PR spin on this, they need to hire a PR firm because it's a nightmare for them. It's a nightmare for us. So Wright County Egg says the vast majority of the concerns identified in the FDA report already have been addressed or are being addressed. We anticipate, this is not me, this is them. Ready for this quote? We anticipate the completion of nearly all remaining items by mid-September. Oh, thank goodness. And we want to demonstrate our continued commitment to running our farms in the most responsible manner to ensure the safety of the eggs we produce. Our team has worked around the clock to address the concerns that were raised verbally during the FDA's inspection. Oh, come on. You know, what it is you have a bunch of dregs working for you because you don't care. You don't want to pay anyone. So if nobody noticed, if nobody had gotten sick, then they wouldn't have changed anything. I mean, they need to be, forget about it. They need to be shut down. Nobody needs to be doing business with them. Matt, isn't that shocking that they knew they were in trouble as soon as they started to get, you know, you get that first call from the FDA. And the fact that they didn't scramble, they would talk about, you know, working around the clock. The fact that they didn't scramble right away, pardon the pun, is shocking to me. Because most companies, that's what they'd be doing. They'd be trying to hide everything. It's like the financial companies that get busted. They're shredding, baby. They're shredding the financial reports as fast as they can so you can't get those reports. It's like the Coke dealer. They're flushing the Coke down the toilet or trying to get rid of it however they can because they don't want to get caught with it. But the people didn't care.
Yeah, it's pretty lazy. And
lazy!
I can't even believe that they didn't, you know, it's like when you're out or you're doing something and all of a sudden you're randomly having people over at your place and you don't expect them to come over. Right when you come in the door, you kind of have people wait outside for a second, do a quick little tidy up, you know, pick up some clothes, maybe throw them underneath the bed or the rug, do something. They didn't even do that. They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. It's like the ultimate couch potato version of this Iowa farm, or these two farms that have eggs all, unfortunately, in a lot of different states, because they're people get the eggs. They're distributed in various stores. It's crazy to read that. Now, as a result of this, I am going to take a trip to Tampa, Florida, to go and watch and how it's done. The United Egg Producers is putting this on, and they're, for lack of a better way to say it, they're kind of throwing open the barn doors. So I'm going to see this modern egg farm and whatever it is that egg farming is in the cage and cage-free houses. I'm going to talk to farmers that they can show me what the egg journey is from the chicken to ultimately getting it in your neighborhood store. So I can't wait for this. I want to see what the FDA regulations impact is, what happens if the U.S. goes cage-free, what does that all mean. I guess there's going to be scientists and researchers there that are going to talk about the development of these advancements in hen care and all that stuff. So I'm actually excited about it because I want to see this for myself. And that happens September 23rd, so less than a month from now I'll be in Tampa, and I'll bring all that stuff to you and post some pictures on the website and whatnot so you can see it. Actually, I'll probably be able to have some video of that that too. We'll be doing that. That's how much it got under my skin, because I'm stunned. Like I said, everybody usually scrambles. Hey, whether it's drugs, whether it's company, like Matt said, whether it's financial folks trying to shred documents, whether it's a hacker trying to get rid of the evidence, the hard drive. I don't know anybody that just sits still, and it seems like they just sat still on this one. It's crazy. All right, speaking of that, coming up next, there is one parent, at least, that can relate to this. The horror of discovering that your kid has 700 friends on Facebook. A guy I know said to me one time, oh, I'm so proud of my daughter. She's got 400 friends. I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you know who the 400 friends are? Does she have 400 high school friends? Are these nutballs that are trolling around for younger girls? Anyway, some new safety things that might work that are a little bit different than actually spying on your kid. We're going to talk about them next on America Tonight.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. A lot of people can relate to what do you do when your kids want to be on Facebook. And kids are on Facebook. They're going to do it. Or they're Twittering, that kind of stuff, because parents are worried. I know a lot of you are in that situation, even grandparents, about the kids and what's going to happen to them. And they feel like they have to spy on them. And there's just something icky about the whole spy thing. So I thought it'd be the perfect time to talk about that on America Tonight, as I know we can solve this dilemma. So Regina Lewis is joining us now. She's an internet trend expert. She's the host of DIY Network's Tech Out My House. I love that. And an AOL consumer advisor. They've got a new product that's called Safe Social, and maybe this answers that question that I was just talking about. What do you do? You don't want to feel like a spy as far as your kids are concerned, but you're worried about their safety based on some of the things that have already happened. Hey, Regina, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Of course. Thank you.
Let's talk about that. Facebook's really changed a lot of things. Actually, the internet has changed the way that I think that you handle some things with your children, because kids are techies. It's all about the computer. I mean, there's no more old school so much. And maybe there is more of that monitoring. Do you feel like now more than ever parents from the technology side are concerned, because they don't really, frankly, sometimes know what their kids are doing, because the kids know how to work the computers better than they do? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I mean, there is a paradigm shift. I mean, when you teach your kids to drive and you've been driving for 20, 30 years, inherently you're better at it. But that, you know, really the whole equation flips when it comes to technology. They've grown up with it. I will tell you, Katie, I think there's some good indications that parents are playing offense when it comes to technology, particularly with social networking. And by that, I mean the Facebook, Twitters, and MySpaces of the world. AOL and Nielsen did a survey, and 70% of parents with teens on Facebook said that they had friended, if you're familiar with Facebook friending, their teenagers. And I think that's, you know, bodes well for the future and shows that parents are in the game. They're not burying their head in the sand. They're recognizing that modern-day parenting includes knowing what your kids are up to on the social networks. Unfortunately, it's not enough to just be a friend, and that's where some of these new tools that have just launched come in that really help you also be a parent and make sure you're not missing things since it's such a dynamic space. I mean, kids are living their life on Facebook with thousands of photos, hundreds of friends. It's a lot to keep up with, but technology is on your side.
Yeah, would you tell people listening that you mentioned that some parents are friending it and they're getting it, and you talked about the statistic, 70%. Would you say that's like one of the first things, though, that you should do if you don't know, is get your own kids to show you, okay, here's my Twitter account, here's MySpace, because some are still doing the MySpace thing, and, of course, Facebook. Would you say that would be step one if you don't know anything about social networking?
Yeah, I think if you're starting from scratch to say, you know, show me your page, maybe give them a 24-hour heads up so they can clean it up, if you will, let them know that you're going to want to see it. And then when they are showing it to you, you know, careful about being too critical. If you are nitpicky about this, that, and the other thing, it's not going to be a fun experience. Social networking is about personal expression. When we were growing up, the yearbook came out once a year. Now the yearbook comes out hourly. And it's really important to the teens and teenagers. It's an extension of their lives. They care a lot about it. So I would just say, when you do get the tour, say, oh, that's neat. Are those your favorite songs? Oh, okay, I get it. Huh. You know, then maybe point out the photo that you think might be a little too risque. But try to have a reasonably balanced reaction and resist the urge to overreact. I've talked to and interviewed tons of teens who say that the reasons they won't show their parents around is that, you know, oh, my mom will flip out, she'll throw the computer out the window. They don't want to risk that, so they don't show you.
Okay, so there is something you do. You're with AOL, and I mentioned this at the top, something called Safe Social. Tell us about it. I have no idea what it is.
Sure. Well, that's not a surprise because it's brand new. So for everyone listening, I think there's some pent-up demand for this particular product. Above and beyond being friends with your kids or having them give you a tour, the new Safe Social tool actually will give you a synopsis or a report card of your child's social networking behavior on multiple social networks, if they're on multiple, or just on Facebook, MySpace, whatever it is they're doing. And they get invited to do that. So you mentioned spying at the top. I like this better because your child gets an email and says, you know, your parents want to do Safe Social. Do you consent? And the vast majority do, because frankly they want to do social networking so badly that at that point you got them boxed in, they're gonna say yes. So once you get your first Safe Social report, it escalates things to the top. So take the friends by way of example. The average number of friends on Facebook is 130, and many teens will tell you that they have 400, 500, 700 friends.
Oh.
Well, by definition, yeah, exactly. Whoa, they can't possibly know them all. And 54% admit, no, of course, they don't personally know them all. So what Safe Social does is it runs them through an algorithm and cross-checks the friends against a database of more than 50 different factors. And it will say things like, okay, this person has few or no mutual friends with your child. This person is significantly older, or this one's interesting. This person says they're a teenager, but they exhibit other adult-like behaviors online. Maybe they are a member of Costco. Maybe they were once on Match.com or recently bought an airline ticket. Now, that's a red flag, because if you are 15 years old or saying you're 15 years old, that doesn't add up. So you're flagged as suspect. And then you can say to your child, you know, as you said, when they're giving you a tour just after you get this report, okay, so Bob Smith, you know, how well do we know Bob? And invariably they'll say to you, oh, you know, actually, I don't really know him very well. Well, maybe Bob's got to go based on being flagged as masquerading as a teenager.
And that's what you're finding. I mean, that's Safe Social. It's a great idea because it sort of bridges that gap of letting the kid know that, yeah, we need to do this. Hey, you want to really, like you said, you have them boxed in. You want to be on Facebook, but we got to be safe about it because, frankly, we've seen that there's predators around, and you don't. It's like you don't want to jam your kids up and make them think that they should be scared to death, but at the same time, they need to know that, right?
Yeah, I think that's the reason that this is a practical solution. It lets teens be teens. I mean, what are you going to do? Ban Facebook? And I don't, you know, that train has left the station. They very much want to be a part of it. For the most part, it's no harm, no foul. And a lot, you'll get a lot of false positives too. So a lot of the adults that get flagged, you'll say, oh, that's an uncle, that's an aunt. But the tool errs on the side of telling you who these people are, so that when people turn up that your kids don't really know, you can kind of cleanse that friends list, because they are revealing lots of information about themselves. And keep in mind, you know, kids don't find the bad guys find the kids, and their number one move is to masquerade. The other thing it flags in terms of reputation management is loaded language or photos. So if your kids were to post something about sex, drugs, alcohol, suicide, you immediately get an email that says, you know, you might want to look at this post. Or it also will show you all the photos that have been posted of your child, including ones that other people have posted. And that way you can catch things sooner rather than later. Even if your child is, you know, joining clubs like, you know, I think Timmy smells, and you want to say to them, you know, what are you doing? Like, what's this about? Oh, well, you know, Timmy thinks it's funny. We all think it's a riot. And maybe you want to say to them, well, you know, I don't think we want to go there. But you'll be alerted of these things, and then you can kind of make the call on what you want to talk to your teens about. And as your child gets older, one of the things in this issue of spying or, you know, why are you looking at my page, you can expect to kind of get that pushback, as you can say to your child, you know, I'm only going to read the ones that get escalated to me. I know that you're going to talk with your BFF, your best friend forever, and you're going to be LOLing and, you know, doing all of that, and that's fine. But when it comes to people that you friend that are suspect, you know, I want to know about that. When it comes to something that's potentially damaging to your reputation, that those loaded language and photos, I want to flag that. That's my job as a parent. Then they kind of like that because it gives them more independence, and they know that as long as those things don't occur, that you'll be out of their face, if you will.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm assuming, but maybe that's not how you do, when you roll something like this out, do you do some beta testing and that kind of stuff? You said you talked to a lot of teenagers.
Sure, yeah, there was beta testing. In fact, I was part of the beta test with my own teenager, so that's one of the reasons why I kind of lived this movie. And then we invited a bunch of her friends over, and I interviewed some moms about it, because I thought, you know, it's everybody's issue, and I'm traveling the country and talking to various people about internet trends. It is the number one question I get asked. So, you know, I used to use something like a net nanny or something, you know, a little bit more heavy-handed. That's not going to fly with teenagers, and I think a lot of parents have realized they want their kids to be able to do this. They just want to take some of the risk out of it.
Yeah, boy, and it sounds like that's what you do, especially I love the idea of the fact that if something goes up there with sex or drugs or something weird, something inappropriate, boom, you get the email. What a great way to notify you right away before something gets out of control.
Yeah, exactly. You know, time's not on your side when it comes to social networking. The longer something's up there, the more staying power it has. And keep in mind, you know, especially when you're talking about 14 and 15-year-olds, they don't always have the judgment and the sensibility of, you know, some of the jokes they make, some of the song lyrics they post have, you know, sort of the double entendre, and they have no idea what they're posting, you know, or sometimes even the photos where they're prancing around and you think like, oh boy. And it all goes back to that friends list. I mean, if you have a very controlled friends list and you know all the people on it, then maybe you have a little bit more leeway. But once you start broadening that, you've really got to be careful about what you post. And, you know, keep in mind for that summer internship you really want and, you know, those SAT scores you worked so hard on and now are applying to college, everything communicates. And I think that you really have to look at your social networking reputation, almost like a 21st century credit score. And the older your kids get, when they start to get to that life stage, you really want to help them put their best foot forward and, of course, not do anything that could cause long-term damage. And I think a lot of parents, rightly so, are concerned about that and want their kids to make, you know, parenting 101, right, make good choices, and helping them make good choices with their social networks, I think, is key. But you got to pick your battles. If you are, you know, taking issue with every single thing they post, that's the number one way to get defriended or unfriended.
Yeah, no kidding. Regina Lewis, thank you so much for joining us. Sounds like a good idea. Take heed, everybody. AOL, Safe Social. Thanks, Regina.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Welcome to this edition of We Can Count. How about Mexico? Corruption, corruption, and more in the police department. They fired 3,200 police. That's right. Give us your badge and get out of here. It's pretty much the words that were issued to some of the federales. That's one-tenth of the entire force. You know what they did? They failed lie detector tests. They were suspected of corruption and some other major reasons leading to drug trafficking gangs. They were helping some of the gangs and getting paid some dinero for it. So once they were uncovered, the list of people who couldn't even pass the toxicology test because they were doing drugs, and then they lied through their teeth with a polygraph, that was it. They were history. Dismissed officers, barred from joining any police agency, anything. Because I guess in the past, when somebody's been purged, they've found their way to another office somewhere and ended up back on a payroll as a cop in another state in Mexico. That's a big chunk. One-tenth. One-tenth, wow. You know, this, it's a great question. People used to say when Nancy Reagan was doing the just say no to drugs thing, and people would laugh and say, how much is this really helping? How much money is being spent on this? Because really, are people ever going to say no to drugs? And you look at the drug trafficking out of Mexico, truly, is that ever going to be stamped out? And the answer is no. And the reason why partially is because the money to be made on the drugs anyway, on the other side of the border. So forget about the American side, which is tons of money, tons of drugs coming in, getting them on the street, all that stuff. But just on the Mexican side of things, the money ultimately that the cops and the federales, whatever you want to call them, are paid, they don't make a good living. So they're taking money on the side. Much like when you have dirty cops, you have fabulous police officers in many places in the United States who are hardworking, kill themselves, I mean, just bust the rear end and have to deal with ridiculous things that I can't even imagine. And then the life-threatening situations, which often are domestic violence calls that they get. But the ones that are tempted, the Serpico kind of guys, like what happened with Serpico when he tried to stand up and whatever, it's partially because of the lore of the do-re-mi, right? So in Mexico, just multiply that. They'll never cure what ails that situation. Never. I mean never. One or two. That's the message as far as the atom bombs are concerned. This came out actually last week, but it's worth mentioning. There's an ex-UN aide who says there's no question that Iran already has the material for probably two atom bombs. There's enough of that low-enriched uranium for at least that. But it doesn't make sense for it to cross into the bomb-making threshold at this point with only that amount. It's kind of unusual to make those public remarks about the disputed nuclear program. But the former chief of the UN nuclear inspections, who headed it up worldwide, told a French newspaper, a famous one, Le Monde, that Iran's uranium reserve still does represent a threat, but at this point, there's really not enough for very many bombs. And we're talking two at the most, is what he said, in theory. But they have to still reach the final step for enough material for the two weapons, and he's saying it doesn't make sense. Oh, I don't agree with that. Here's what I would say. It doesn't matter. One bomb, two bombs. Desperately, I truly believe that Ahmadinejad wants to have the bomb. Maybe not necessarily so he can wave it around as a shiny new toy and really, really threaten Israel. I think it's just so, in general, he can have a stake in it. So he can be part of the game and he can pull that string whenever it is that he wants to pull the string. Because I think that's what makes Ahmadinejad tick. He ultimately is the guy who's the bully on the playground. But it's a question of, is the bully going to try to beat the crap out of you, or is he just going to verbally taunt you forever and a day until it's all over with? And I don't know that I trust that he isn't more of the guy who will beat you to a pulp ultimately. Maybe trick you into thinking he's just the guy who's going to trash you. I don't know. Something to think about anyway. How about this one? We're talking about We Can Count. It was two guys, one plane ultimately, but really three planes. Two men on a United Airlines flight from Chicago to Amsterdam were questioned by the Dutch police after U.S. officials, we'll call them, found a cell phone taped to a Pepto bottle, you know, the pink stuff, and a knife and a box cutter in checked luggage connected with the guys. Now, the men were identified as Ahmed Mohammed Nasser Al-Sofi and Hizam Al-Mazuri, and both had a Michigan address. That doesn't comfort me in any way. How about you? As of Monday night, FBI agents had gone to the Detroit neighborhood where the addresses were found with the variations of the name, because all these different names, and they're from Detroit. So they were charged with preparation of a terrorist attack in the Netherlands, but they're not saying anything else. Our side of it's not really confirming very much because they haven't been charged with anything in the U.S. They're investigating this. Here's what the deal is. It's one of our TSA stories here. Al Sofi was questioned when he went through security in Alabama. He was on his way to Chicago. He told the TSA he was carrying a lot of cash. Great. Screeners found 7,000 on him. You know you can technically carry 10, but he wasn't breaking any law by carrying that amount of money. They found multiple cell phones. Ooh, that's a hint. Taped together and watches taped together in his checked bag. He was supposed to fly from Chicago to Dulles International Airport. That's in Virginia. That's Washington Airport. And then on to Amsterdam. But when he got to Chicago, he changed his mind. He took a direct flight from Chicago to Amsterdam. Also, Al Missouri changed his travel plans in Chicago. He took a direct flight to Amsterdam. That's what raised the red flags. So you had federal air marshals that were on the flight from Chicago. That's what happened. Homeland Security says once they found the stuff in the luggage that was associated with them on Sunday night's flight, they called the Dutch. They called them and told them what happened. The things weren't dangerous of themselves. Obviously, you said someone's carrying Pepto, but come on. All right, let's see. I find multiple cell phones that are taped together. I've got watches. I've got $7,000. He had $7,000 on him, the one guy. I'm thinking, no, and a bunch of wires. This is not looking good. I mean, it's not illegal to carry knives or tape cell phones or watches and checked luggage, but what does it all add up to? What does it mean when you find that? And then, oh, yes, you find the knife and the box cutter. I'm thinking, no, you got to be kidding me if you think that this is nothing but just a innocence, that they were carrying these things. I don't know. I know people are crazy about their cell phones. We're all connected to them, whatever service you use. But do you have a suitcase full of them? You know, are you carrying around 10 cell phones? That's what they found. Are you carrying around these watches all wrapped up in tape? I mean, come on. I think they were checking to see what would make it past the checked luggage screening. It was a dry run. I mean, there's no reason to think otherwise. It was absolutely a dry run. Here's the things we need to get in. Let's see if it'll make it. The Pepto would have been really the liquid compound, whatever that was, to take on. Because remember, we had that scare a few years ago. The cell phones would be the triggers. And they didn't, the TSA in Alabama didn't really know what the Pepto was. So, I mean, come on. The TSA, shouldn't they be able to separate the pieces of suspicious packaging and figure it all out? I mean, shouldn't they be allowed to do that, I guess? And there's no way. They're going to charge these guys. They were doing a dry run. Mark my words. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!